Casey Miners joined with head coach Corey McCarville here on the Mackey Motors, a pregame show. Coach, it's been a great start to the season so far for you guys. How has practices been this week leading into SEC?
Well, the practice has been really good. I mean, the kids' effort and focus has been good. They're excited about the homecoming match this week for us. Hopefully we're prepared and can have a good game.
You know, homecoming week, there's always those other distractions going on for the kids. Have they been focused and ready to go for SEC?
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of conversations about, you know, there's other things going on, but the focus is always on the game. And, you know, this is a district opponent, a very good district opponent, and so we need to be as prepared as possible.
Probably been a while since you guys have seen SEC in football. Do you recall the last time you got to play them in a football district game?
I don't know if we've ever been in the same district as them. I know we've played them a couple different times in non-district games. It's been a few years since we played them. We just know that they're always well-coached, they're well-prepared, they have good athletes, they have a culture of winning, and they're always a very, very worthy opponent.
So last week you guys get a big win over Riverside. And so far, through four games, you guys have played four really close games. Is that something the kids are coming accustomed to, you know, knowing down the stretch, saying that we got to play a little bit better to get this win out for the team?
Well, I think it creates an ideology that, you know, that they can always win. They're competing all the way through, which I think is important. But I also think when you play in these close games, you also have that sense of there are things that we need to improve. You know, we gave up quite a few points to Earlham and quite a few points to Riverside last week. So there's definitely some things on defense that we have to get better at and improve.
You mentioned the close win against Riverside. It sets you guys up for a pretty big matchup with SEC district-wise. You know, winner, if you guys come out on top, you got control of first place along with ACGC depending on a win on Friday night. Does the kids know that this is a pretty big district matchup going on Friday?
Well, we're not going to, you know, we're going to work really hard so they don't start thinking about the ACGC game the next week. I mean, obviously, the focus needs to be on South Central Calhoun and the job that Coach Case and his staff do there. We're not going to put the cart before the horse. We know that they're a very good football team. They have, you know, a collection of very good football players, and we're going to have our hands full, so we're going to have to be prepared. And they realize it's a district game, but I think the focus just needs to be one game at a time.
Going into SEC on Friday, you mentioned them a little bit ago. What have you seen from Coach Case and the Titans so far in film offensively that's going to maybe cause little troubles for your defense come Friday?
Well, I think they're very balanced. I mean, I know their quarterback is a big kid, strong, runs well. The Bata kid, I've been impressed with him on tape. I think he throws a really good ball. They have multiple kids that, you know, have over 20-some-odd rushing attempts. So I think they're very balanced with their rushing attack. Even in the receiving core, you know, they have, you know, what, three kids that are in double digits with receptions. Keegan Sauer, I think, is a very good receiver. He's one of the better receivers in our district. I know they have multiple linemen that I've been impressed with, multiple D linemen that I think are very, very good football players. They have a few linebackers. I'm really impressed with some of the things that they're doing. And it's going to be a challenge for us to find some holes.
Defensively, with how balanced they are you going to try to stop the passing game first, or are you going to attack that rushing game on defense?
Well, I've always been of the mindset I'd really like to take away a team's ability to run the football first, and we'll try to figure out a way to stop the passing game second. You know, I got to hand it to Coach Case and his staff. You know, they run the ball in a variety of formations in a variety of ways. You know, they'll go full house, they'll go spread, they'll go empty. They'll do some pin and pull, they do some fold. You know, they do a variety of different blocking schemes. And I think they really try to kind of pick and choose what they're seeing the defense is doing. And then they, because they're so well coached and so well disciplined, they find a variety of ways to exploit that.
And looking at that South Central Calhoun running game, you mentioned they have multiple guys with over 20 attempts so far this season. Are you going to try to stop, you know, maybe a Brock Natras in the backfield? Or are you going to just make sure that everybody knows that they have somebody coming out of the backfield and make sure that that one person knows that their job is on defense to stop that person?
Well, we've always been a gap, more of a kind of a gap defense, as opposed to, you know, you have the fullback or the halfback. To me, we just need to be gap sound. We can't get blown off the ball first and foremost, and we have to make sure that we stay in our gaps. And really, the biggest thing for us is our linebackers really have to flow to the ball, and we have to tackle. There's a variety of things that we have to do well to have a shot on Friday. We have to hold the line of scrimmage, and our linebackers need to flow and tackle.
Looking at the offensive side of the football for you guys have been balanced so far this year. Ben Ramsey has played really well at quarterback for you despite his first year starting. Are you going to look to be more balanced again and spread it out in the passing game and then also run with Ben Langle on offense?
Well, I think we're going to have to see what they're going to do, or if they're going to press the line of scrimmage, or if they're going to, you know, what kind of coverage that they're going to be playing, whether it's going to be, you know, if they're going to play cover one or cover three or cover two or whatever they're going to do. And then we're going to have to, you know, kind of make some adjustments from there. Obviously, we'd like to try to get the running game going as well. You know, I still believe that the best high school football teams have the ability to run the football. So, you know, we're still going to try to run the football, obviously. So I think we're just going to have to, you know, we'll come up with a game plan and hopefully it works.
So far to start the season, you guys have found success in your passing game, and it hasn't been by one guy. I think most teams in the state typically have a really good receiver and they try to get the ball to him. So far you guys have been able to spread it out between Ross Cuso, Lane Sams, and also Davis Rasmussen. Do you think that's tough for this SEC defense to stop when you guys throw the ball, because they don't quite know who the ball's going to?
Well, yeah, I don't know what South Central Covenant's plan is going to be. But I am proud of all the guys that we have. I think Ross Cuso has done a great job at receiver. I know a couple of people were probably surprised when we made the switch from moving him out of quarterback and moving him to receiver. I just felt his skill set was really set up to be a great receiver, and we've seen that so far. I think Lane Sams has done a great job out of the wing position for us. He catches the ball really well. He's run the ball pretty well for the most part, too. Davis Rasmussen is a very explosive player. I've been really happy with what he's done so far. Especially because he, you know, a lot of people, you forget that Davis is just a sophomore too. He made a lot of starts last year, but I've been really pleased with his progress. And another guy that I think has done a good, nice job catching the ball is Justin Sigelbart. He doesn't have the number of receptions as those other guys, but he's got really good hands, and he's another kid that I think can be lethal in the passing game.
Coach, those are the only questions I have for you, and I thank you for joining me before Friday's game.
Thank you.